lives that were connected, people that were touched, all the different things that were happening. We might start to notice some interesting things start to come out that we can connect with and maybe place ourselves in the position of some of those same groups. As we reflect on that, I hope we are able to ground ourselves too in just the presence of God, the excitement of this season. Because at its best, this season is a wonderful prompter and rich time to acknowledge all of the parts of our life. During the Advent season, we've been exploring some of the range of those things, our hope, our worries, and we're feeling peaceful, and we're feeling conflicted, and we're joyful, and we're mournful, and we're full of love, or when we're self-conscious. And we remember that all of these aspects of life allow us actually to be bonded to the God who sees, who hears, who breaks in and participates with us in all of our experiences, transforming them into a new way of life with a new extended family. Obviously, this can be a really hectic, crazy time of year also, though. Hopefully, our readers, our choir, our worship team have been helping you ground yourself in God's presence so far tonight, but I can empathize a little bit at least if some of you are feeling similar to, say, my kids, which are probably like, ugh, can this guy please hurry up? I want to get home and have fun with grandma and grandpa and get spoiled by my aunts and uncles. Like, screw it all. And one of the things that does make this time of year most joyful, but potentially also full of busyness, maybe even stress, is the chance to get together with friends and family. Some of you here tonight have probably arrived from traveling, and so all of the feelings of that experience are probably swirling around, and you're reflecting on that. But if I can, I ask everyone to place yourself for a moment as we reflect together into the mindset of hosting at this time of year. After all, that's technically the position of the whole world, hosting for God, Emmanuel, God with us, at this event of Jesus' birth. Now, if you're like me and my family, hosting is kind of a big deal. With work, with school, with sports practice, with meetings, running around, getting a break to do something is nice, but it can feel like a lot to juggle to even find the time. And our house does not exist in what you generally call guest-ready mode. So we have to psych ourselves up a little bit to do all of the work. And then even as we're doing that, you kind of tamp down those awkward feelings of, how did you even get this bad? Or, so I'm counting on maybe like 12, 36 hours at the most before it just goes right back to the normal hurricane or whatever. And if you're hosting, you want to make sure that anyone that's coming feels really comfortable to have all the things that they prefer. And so, depending on the demographic and the vibe of your guests, you might be psyching yourself up for a diet of, say, chicken nuggets and pizza for the next few days, or nothing with gluten, or for some people, maybe things that are called salad, but their main ingredient is jello. And of course, the ironic thing for the world hosting God at the time that Jesus was born is that they didn't have any idea, so they weren't necessarily prepping quite the same way. Mary and Joseph and some of their extended family knew. We've heard that in Scripture so far. The Magi knew, kind of, but turns out they probably had some things wrong and they were still on an extended road trip. They're going to do a stop off at Herod's on the way instead. And then shepherds and some other people sort of got a last-minute notification, but didn't have a lot of anticipation. But, as we learned during the season of Advent, even though most of the world wouldn't know that this backwater baby was God to be hosted, the Jewish people in particular really were waiting, anticipating, hoping, even for hundreds of years, to host hopes God for God to come back and show up in their lives for a big visit. At the time Jesus was born, because the Jewish people were under Roman occupation, of course, is the reason why Mary and Joseph had to get on the road, like we just heard in our last passage. They really wanted God to show up in freedom. And there were all sorts of these competing factions about what needed to be done in order for them to be ready for God to show up. Some people thought if we follow all of the rules the right way, then that will work. Other people thought if we can make ourselves powerful enough or we can fight back against our oppressors with might, then that would be what works. And still others thought if we have relationships with the right powerful people, then that will be what works. And there's probably a lot of feelings that we can relate to in our own experiences of hosting them, right? We all have the best guests when we host. We've all had times where we felt like I can be a good host if I have the nicest, biggest house with all the best stuff, or at the very least, if I can get everything cleaned up and straightened up as much as possible. The shepherds probably would have had a moment when the angel showed up that we've had before. Someone knocks at our door unexpectedly where they're like, quick, go shove all the stuff in the back of the closet under the bed while the angels are finishing their last course and then the picture will at least look presentable. And poor Mary and Joseph. Their disaster is basically the modern day equivalent of needing to welcome God into their lives with sleeping bags and space heater and granola bars in the back shed. And then we've got the Magi, but don't even get me started on them with all their fancy stuff. It's basically just showing off. But at Christmas now, we have the benefit of hindsight. We know that the birth of Jesus is God's special arrival on earth. We're reminded that God still wants to come into our lives. That God moves and listens and acts and would want to join with us and have us be part of God's family. And so the opportunity and crisis of hosting the most important guest is before us again. So how do we feel as hosts? Are any of the same pressures that were just lifted up ones that would worry us and weigh on our minds? Do we wonder if it would measure up? Do we speculate if God being with us might shake up our lives too much? We wouldn't even know how to handle it. Whether we've been doing our best to walk lives of faith for years or decades even, or maybe we're just skeptically exploring the idea of coming to Christmas Eve service because that's just what you do. What are those feelings and thoughts that get us stuck on just the presumptions and expectations of hosting, and so we can't actually just be there and fully thrive in the actual visit? Maybe we can help ourselves connect with God by flipping the question. Not, what type of host am I supposed to be? But what type of guest is Jesus? The thing that jumped out to me as I reviewed the verses in preparation tonight, all the stories recounting Jesus' arrival, is that everyone is on the go, even the hosts. Nobody gets to just sit still and hang out. And that might actually seem more stressful as a host. Right now, everything's got to be moving all the time. But think again about being a host and maybe apply the same idea. Even the very best visits, we get to the end of all the exciting conversation catching up. We've gone through all of the board games in the back of the closet and couldn't even play half of them because we found out the pieces were missing. We've all had to agree that every single Hallmark Christmas movie has the exact same plot. We watched half of them sitting around anyway. And so then you look around at each other and you say, well, let's go do something. And on top of that, everyone having to move, not being able to stay where they're at, we also see that everyone's expectations about what type of guest God would be are subverted. King of Kings shows up vulnerable in the messiness of life, inviting weirdos to attend him, and having the apparently important people get confused and needing to be corrected about where to go. And we know that all the rest of Jesus' ministry is marked by these exact same characteristics, all those same types of relationships. So I hope that you do reflect on ways that you can host Jesus in your life tonight. But give yourself a break from the hecticness, the pressures, the expectations that normally pop up when you think about being a holiday host. Picture Jesus showing up at your door, but ragged and unassuming. You start to panic because nothing is ready, but Jesus says, hey, it's not easy out here. All I care about is being with you. And besides, one of my favorite things to do is to cook and work on things with people. And if everything was already done, you'd miss out on that connecting, bonding experience together. So you have a sigh of relief, start to have Jesus' things settle in and chat a little bit. And Jesus casually mentions, you know, as I came in here, I noticed there were some potholes in the road. A lot of the trees and shrubbery and brush was kind of overgrown and dried out, and there were weeds everywhere. And I met some of your neighbors. They were really nice, warm people, but you can tell that life's been kind of hard on them, too. And so maybe you start to worry again for a second, jump in, apologize, explain, justify. But Jesus says, no, it's fine. It's just that I think a lot of the things around here that you think of as clutter would actually be really helpful if we used them on all of that stuff that I was just talking about. And I would be so excited to find out what types of things are you good at, what types of things do you love, what types of strengths do you bring to the table, that we can go and figure out all this stuff together. I'll bet that it would give the whole neighborhood a boost. And so suddenly, you're out there with Jesus. You're not even worrying about all of the normal pressures and concerns of being a host. Because Jesus has got you and your whole neighborhood in a block party / neighborhood beautification effort before you even realize it. That is the gift of Christmas. It's the life that we're invited to as God's hosts when Christ arrives in the new now. Let's continue celebrating this arrival together.